Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I do apologize. I've had a little internet problem today. Going in and offline earlier. So I do apologize, but to God be the glory. I thank the Lord that I am here to start the show. I do give honor to God, thanking him for life, health, and strength, thanking him for allowing me to be able to be here this evening, thanking him for everything that he has blessed me through this evening. I do want to thank each and everyone that may be listening in, that has called in, thanking God for you as we go through this ministry program. Truly is an honor and a blessing knowing that God has taken care of you and seen you through a new day. When we go through situations in life, and this has been a trying week through the job, the things that has went on earlier through the week, the surroundings of people that you may be around. But God continues to strengthen us and bless us to go through things, no matter how hard it may seem sometimes. We're going to do our prayer request. We do want to have prayer for our Bishop O.C. Bryant to continue to bless him through his situations, him and his companion. We do want to request for Brother Dallas Howell, who has just had surgery. We want to have prayer for our sister Pastor Sharon Logan and her companion, where he had fell a while back and broke his nose and still healing. We pray for our church family, our deacon and his companion, Wes Armstrong and Sister Mary Armstrong with her shoulder problems. My companion, Sister Celestine Harshaw, on her situation and upcoming surgery. We have members within our church. So many people is going through things and have been through things and struggling. I do want to request prayer. My supervisor at the job, Johnny Ferguson, and her husband, Timmy Ferguson, they have some things that is going on with them. They're wanting to do some kind of surgery on her husband where he's been on dialysis for a while and everything, and they don't know whether they want to accept the surgery or do anything. And one of our workers, her husband, this morning had a heart attack. They had to fly him to Charlotte Memorial. It's something. But we're going to pray for our church family, church leaders, all of our members, church bodies around the neighborhood, our world as a whole, in the name of Jesus. Because God knows all about it, and he is the only one and the only source that we can go to that can solve all of these situations. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you humbling ourselves, thanking you, Lord, for everything that has been said and done, each and every prayer request. We ask you, Lord, to bless We ask you, dear God, to look over and take care of the people. We look to you tonight, dear Lord, to just continue, Lord, to help us as we go through this night. We honor you because you are the source of our life. We ask that someone may hear something from the program tonight, Lord, that may help them understand that Jesus is the answer, that may change their life, and they may want salvation or a change of life, Lord, for the better, that may be going through something and hadn't tried Jesus and will open up their hearts to Christ. We thank you, Lord, because of your love and kindness. You have taken us through too many situations for us to give up on you now. Continue, Lord, to bless as we go through tonight. Open up ears. Open up hearts, dear God, and continue to bless your people. We know, dear God, that you are able through it all. And we honor you in a special way. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We give all honor, glory, and praise to you, Lord, because you are worthy of all praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for seeing us through. Nothing good that we've done, but through and by the grace and the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to continue to trust him through it all. I don't really tonight have a specific subject that we're going to talk about, but we're just going to talk about the love of the Lord and Christ and all that he's done for us. I'm going to start out reading Ephesians chapter 2. And you has he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, and it says, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. That's Ephesians 1-5. And it talked about how we, as a people, had walked in sin in time past. We were the children of the prince of the air of this world in disobedience. And we lived that life outside of Christ and did what we wanted to, how we wanted to, and thought that we was doing our best to enjoy the world living in sin and Satan. We was living a life that was unsuitable to serve the Lord. And we thought we was doing what was right because it was us making the decision. We wasn't thinking about what Christ had did for us because he had made it possible and quickened us, brought to life in our lives. And he continued to us. And we continued not to do the things that we should in a right way. But God had mercy on us through his son, Jesus Christ, that we had an opportunity to make changes in our life and do the things that we could to serve him. And if it hadn't have been for the Lord on our side, we would have never been able to make it. He loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to bless us through everything that we're going through. And we can look to him, his grace and mercy, something we didn't deserve, his unmerited favor. And we think that we are all of that. And we were nothing. We were dead in our sin. And he could have took our lives and we would have been lost throughout eternity. But we can look at the situation now when Christ came into our life and give us an opportunity to serve. We look at it now and we see that if it hadn't have been for Christ on our side, where would we be? We would be throughout eternity, dead in our sin, not having a way out. But God, he helped us to be able to love, have the love of Jesus inside, to be able to be out of the darkness and into the light of salvation. Now we can look to him. I'm thankful because I had went through things in my life thinking that it was me when I would have not had a chance if it hadn't have been for the Lord. When I got saved, I was like, well, I picked the time when I want to be saved. I didn't know then until I got saved. Read the word of God, where the Bible lets us know that we are chosen. He chose us. He chose me that I may have an opportunity at such a great salvation. If it hadn't have been for the Lord on my side, choosing me, in my ignorant ways, thinking that I had did something so good to choose the Lord and choose salvation on my own, something that I couldn't do. But we get caught up in the worldly side of things, the sinful side of things. We're not in that spiritual realm to where we can find out that it wasn't us, but Christ. Christ that lives within us has given us an opportunity to serve him. I am so grateful and thankful that I come to my senses and was able to see through the word of God that it wasn't about me. My mama used to tell me way back, she'd be like, I'd have such an attitude towards things. And she'd tell me, she said, you better get rid of that attitude. Said, if you don't, She said, you're going to run into someone, so there's always someone bigger and badder than you think you are. And said, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Excuse me, my allergies are still bothering me pretty bad. And she would let me know that if I didn't change my ways for the better, I would run into somebody where I thought I was bad and everything, and there's no telling what would have happened in my life out there into the world and everything compared to the way people are today. They don't go through a lot of fussing. The first thing they do is pull out a weapon, and they just end everything. And you never know what's on a person's mind. You never know what people are going through nowadays. People don't talk about their problems to anyone. A lot of things build up within people, and they feel as if it's all about them, and they're not going to take what anyone has to say. But the Lord knows all about these situations in people. And when he changed your life to live throughout this Christian journey, God's children living for Christ, doing Christ's will the best that they can, it makes a difference and a change in your life that people will have to see something to believe it. Some people, they look and they say, well, I don't believe it. They hear your name because they know you in the past before they see you living the life that you're living now, because they haven't seen you in a while. Excuse me. And they look and they see that there's a change. There's a difference in your life. And they don't want to admit it or understand it. They just say, well, no, I know that can't be. That can't be him. That can't be her. I know them. I know how they was. I know how they are. You know, they're still thinking you are the same as you was. But Christ has made a change in your life. Christ has brought you through a new world of living, a new way. And it's like you in this world, but you're not living the world life. There's been a change made in your life for the better. And you continue to just do the best that you can at it, because everybody's not going to breathe. Everybody's not going to give you credit for the change that you made in your life. Somebody's going to talk about you. People's going to look and say, well, oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe there's no change in them. They're going to put you down because of your old life and the way that they've seen you live in the past. But Jesus, if it hadn't have been for him in our lives that makes the difference, that has made the change, we wouldn't be able to do it. Because he has quickened us, brought us to life in Christ Jesus to live a new birth in Christ Jesus. It's like a new birth and a new way of living. People don't seem to understand the good in your life. But God, he has made a way for you. He's made a way for family to see the change. And we have to understand that there's many people in the world looking at us daily, waiting for us to fail, waiting to see something happen in our life so they can say, well, I told you so.
I know it was going to happen. But the thing is, Jesus is the difference of everything we go through. It don't matter what people think, because people going to have their way. People going to have their thoughts. People going to live their lives. But we have to do the same thing as we live and trust the Lord through everything that we go through. The Lord lets us know we have to trust him. We can't trust man. When we get our lives to trust in what man says, we get in trouble. Jesus is the one that has changed our lives. Not man. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus made a way for us to live. It says he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we are made for Christ, his glory. That's the reason why we're really here. But the thing we never thought in life as we was younger growing up, that this would be the case of our life and this would be the way that we live. We could have been dead and gone and Christ not in our life, and we'd be throughout eternal damnation, never having a chance. You know, having to spend the rest of eternity through death. It would be a shame to be able to learn of Christ and have Christ in our lives. And a lot of people say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. I have Christ in my life. But you look at the way they live and the way they walk, it doesn't resemble or show anything like Christ, because of the way that they're living out in the world and the way that they talk out into the world. You know, we have to truly be honest with ourselves. And we know whether, you know, things in our life is right or wrong. But every day we wake up, we have new mercy to get it right in our lives, ask the Lord to help us and forgive us, repent, get it right. You know what the situation is, that we may live together as the word says in Christ Jesus. If we live the life, we'll be able to live throughout eternity. Christ has died and given us an opportunity to live forever and not die. But we make the choice. God has let us be our own free agent to make decisions in life, to have a mind, to know better. He has given some discernment of spirit to know the right and the wrong in situations. He has put people before us for us to learn from, to talk to. He has given us his word, that if we can't read it, we can listen to it any time that we wish. Download our Bibles on our phones and let it read to us
and ask the Lord to give us understanding of what we need. He has given us so much to live by, to become the children of the Lord, that we have no excuse whatsoever. No excuse. We can make excuses, but we have no excuse because everything that we need is in the Word of God to live by. We have our church family, our church leaders that we can go to and talk to anytime to help us, pray us through situations in our lives. And prayer makes a big difference when you're living a Christ-like life. It can go places in our life that we can't go if we're sincere from the heart. We can pray for people that's in need and ask the Lord to answer those prayers. If he honors it enough, you will see a change in someone's life. Because I know that prayer has put me in the place that I am today. Many saints, many mothers, my mother has prayed for their children, has prayed that God will make a change in their lives. And many of them back then that I grew around and with, I've seen changes, and many I've seen that have died in their sin. And we can't say, well, man, they didn't have a chance. Well, they heard the word, just like I heard the word. But they had an opportunity to make a decision in their life, and a lot didn't make the right decision. And then again, the others, they did make the right decision in life to serve the Lord. So, excuse me, this is a life where we live. And we honor the Lord daily. We pray daily, off and on, no matter how much. We trust and we believe. We have faith and hope in Jesus to where, if we want to make it, we can. There are going to be struggles in our lives. There are going to be people that's going to be against us. But we have Christ in our lives that we can pray and ask him to help us and help the people around us and pray for them. Because at the end of the day, it's Christ that does it all in the name of Jesus. We're thankful. We have a mic open. Good evening, brother. If you have anything you would like to say or talk about, or whatever it may be, we have your mic open to share some things with us. Shalom. Praise the Lord, brother. We have your mic open. If you would have anything you'd like to say. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go on. And we're going to go back to verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10 says, okay, I read verse 10. Let me go to verse 11. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, who are called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the common word of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And this is talking about, you know, God's children had to be circumcised. And on the eighth day after birth, and they felt because we as Gentiles, in order for us to get what the Lord had for us, that we had to be circumcised. But we are circumcised in the heart. The change was Christ's grace made a change in our lives, and our hearts are circumcised to be able to accept and live for Christ. And in time past, the Israelites thought as if we were nothing but filthy dogs, had no chance in the world, because they thought that God had only come for them, and that there was no way that we as Gentiles could have salvation without being circumcised. But like I said, the difference was circumcision in the heart. The Israelites messed up. They failed to acknowledge their Savior. And that's when it opened up to give us God's grace through and by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, gave us an opportunity as the Gentiles. We have an opportunity now, it's our time, that we may be bought out amongst the people of darkness into the light, to live a life throughout eternity if we choose so, through and by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to understand that he has included us, God has included us in this journey, in this walk for Christ, that we can have that opportunity to live. That's why it says we have been quickened, we have been brought to life through and by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has made the way. He has made the difference in each and every one of us' life. Verse 13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Made nigh by the blood is blood shed and suffering just for our cause, hung on the cross, died, buried, and resurrected for our cause, for such a great salvation that's free to everyone that would want to be a part of it. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has made it possible for us. So we have no excuses. We just have to trust the Lord in every way. 14 says, for he is our peace, who hath made both one between us and Israel. He had made both one now in Christ Jesus, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself a twain, one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body, but the cross, by the cross. It says, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that were nigh. So we were far off. The Israelites was nigh, because it was preached and said to the Israelites first to have the opportunity to come to Christ. And they would not accept Christ for who he was, because he didn't come the way that they thought he should have came. So they failed to accept. So he turned to the Gentiles, which was us, that were far off, that had no chance, no way in the world to have anything. But the Bible says he had come to make both one. It says, for through him we both, Jews, Gentiles, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. One Spirit. Spirit of God for the Gentiles, for the Israelites, the Jews. We are his, and he is ours, if we repent of our sins and we look to him that bared that cross for our cause, to have a chance at such a great salvation, which we would have not have had if it wasn't for Jesus doing what he did for us. You know, I look at my life as a young boy. My mom, she get us up and went to church every Sunday. Sunday school would have to be up and ready. And we went to Sunday school every Sunday, with church 2-3 times on Sundays through the week. We'd have a YPHA for the youth and the young people service through the week, and we would have to go. And our YPH youth program, all of the children, every year, the church would take the children somewhere, whether it be to the zoo, somewhere on a picnic, or some sort of place. We'd do it once a year for the young people to let them know how much they cared and thought about them. They felt like they set up in church and they do the things that they do. We had the youth choir and things like that. But now you don't see a lot of it. Just every now and then you might see something within the churches that they do things for the kids still yet. Some churches still do, but it's nothing like it was when we grew up, because there was more children in the church with the parents. And if anything came about to get involved in, sometimes you didn't even have a choice to say, I'll do it. Your parents already had you prepared to put you in it. You practice to be involved and did what, you know, you had to do the best you could. And, you know, I look at life back then, the respect that the young people gained for the neighbors, their families surrounding them, and the family say something to them, the children didn't talk back, didn't get all rowdy. They learned how to respect their surroundings when they went to another house to play, or the things that they did as children. And if you did anything bad, then that parent, wherever you was or whose house you were at, they had the right to whoop you and send you home and tell your parents that they had to whoop you. And once they explained to your parents the things that you did, then that was another whooping from the parents for acting up and not doing what you were supposed to do. And, you know, it was all right then. Nobody got mad at nobody. Nobody complained about their child being disciplined or anything back then. They were made to listen. They was made to mind. And they was made to respect. Now, if you say anything out of order to these children, the children not only talk back, but they will curse you. And when they tell their parent get upset because you said something to their child, and they might do the same. It's so bad to see the situations the way that they are. And we complain about things and coming together. It's a shame that our people can't come together, have respect, have a good time without something jumping off, no kind of problems or anything, having respect for one another, to enjoy one another in things that we do, to just have a good time in Christ Jesus. We go through situations in life sometimes that, you know, we don't understand why. And we're like, why? Why is it like that? Why do we have to go through this? And it makes you not want to be around people because people don't have enough respect and honor for the ones that love them, the ones that are praying for them. And then when things happen and it gets so bad, they asked you for prayer. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. Will you pray for me? Not thinking and knowing that we're already praying for them. We're just going to continue to pray for them. Continue to love them. And just continue to keep it going. Because we have to let them know Jesus loves you. I love you. I'm praying for you. And that's all we can do. We can give them an encouraging word, but it's up to them to accept what's been given to them. They can either accept it or they can turn away from it. We can't do anything about it. You know, we have to understand that is Christ. In all things, that does all of the work for whatever it may be. That's why we say we trust the Lord in all things. We look to the Lord in all things, because without him, we're nothing. Yes, Lord, I tell you, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, because he has blessed us. I'm going to open up the brother's mic again and see if we can get him now. Praise the Lord, brother. Got your mic opened up again to see if you have
Shalom,
anything
bro.
You'd like to say. Shalom.
Shalom, bro. Shalom.
Yes.
Yes.
Just wanted to see if you might have a few words or that you might want to have something you'd like to say or share with us.
Mm. Yeah. Just a little something real quick. I haven't been in the faith that long, but, you know, seeing people that's been in the church for years and years and you know, listening to the word and, you know, trying to get a relationship with God and praying. And it's like, you know, we all believe, but everybody's got their own ideas, you know. And it's like, we all believe in God and Jesus Christ, you know, we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth Jesus Christ is Lord. We're getting saved, but we as individuals, people, we all have our own ideas, our own ways of thinking, our own ways of believing. And sometimes you talk to the saints over here, and you talk to the saints over there, and it seems like, you know, that we're not on one accord, with one accord, you know?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the denominations. It's just the people, the way the people think, you know?
Yeah.
And they're raised up one way in the church by preacher preaching and teaching this way, and you go over there, and it's like, well, gee, you know, it's the same God, but they're talking differently about the same thing. And sometimes it's a little confusing, you know, because for me, I was out in the world a long time, and I did a whole lot of stuff against God, against other people, and against myself. And when I came to the faith, I said, well, I ain't got no business going back. Even though I slipped and fell, I got back up, and asked God to forgive me again. Try to do the right thing. But
and we do.
We all confess Jesus Christ, but, you know, we got some different way of describing, you know, how we're supposed to live, what we're supposed to say. And sometimes it gets confusing to me sometimes because there's so many different ways that people believe, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing is, as you say that, I think about it because, you know, like you said, people's watching us. People's looking at our lives. And not only that, I'm looking at people's lives, too, because of the way people say that they live. And, you know, the way that they live their life compared to what the Bible said and the way that I live my life, the way that I get an understanding from God's word, and it'd be different. And I have to go back and do some study and things and research and get an understanding if there's something that I've missed because of what someone else is saying and what they're living to make sure that's where I need to be. Because people living this life can be deceiving for you sometimes.
Yeah,
and you say, hey, you know, I know the pastor that they're sitting under, I know his life, but the people, you know, you see the people. But the problem is sometimes it's not the pastor. He's giving them what they need, but there's people that's in this world. They feel that they want to live it way that they feel instead of following God's word. You know, they feel as if, well, this is the way I take it, that I should live, that it's all right. So sometimes we say, the preacher must not be giving them what they need. The preacher can give you what you need, but the problem is we have to be the one that receive it in the way that we study, we read, and we get the understanding of God's word. That's why they tell us to read for ourselves so that we'll know that when it's preached. And we can see when we go to certain places that the preachers, you know, he's got it together. But his people, they don't have it together because they have a different way of living the life of Christ. And, you know, so we look at those situations. We learn from situations like that not to be deceived, not to follow down the wrong road.
No, not even that, bro. But, you know, we have to come to an understanding that we all should be on with the same accord, with the same accord.
Yeah.
I'm talking the same stuff that you're talking, and it compares with the word of God, you know.
Yeah.
And not this one over here, you know. Well, you know, I believe in God, but I don't like people. You know, that don't even sound
that's
right. You know what I'm saying? People, they're living their own life, not by the word. They'll talk a good talk, but they're
that's
living
true.
It the way that they want to, you know. And
that's
it's real sad. Because people will confess Jesus Christ, but then their life does not show anything about living holy. Nothing.
So true.
Nothing. Because Jesus Christ said, The word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And holy
right.
is without sin. Holy is not having an attitude against your brother. Holy is not holding back when you got to help the next person in line. You know what I'm saying? Holy
right.
ain't talking about those people over there because, you know, you don't like them. Holiness, holiness is love, you know.
That's
it's
right.
love and caring and accepting the next man in line. And we can't profess
right.
and confess that we're no better than the next person in line because start talking about, well, I'm better than them. We'll wind up being worse than anybody. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, that's right.
We'll be the worst.
We'll be the worst one.
Yes, sir, yeah. But always to give God the glory, honoring him.
Yeah.
And you know,
that's right.
And the word always tells us to look up. You know what I'm saying? Look up because our
that's
rejection
right.
draweth nigh. The way the world is and things going on in the world, you know, it ain't going to be too long, bro. It may not be in our generation, but it's not going to be that
true.
Long because things been going downhill and downhill and downhill. And as we wake up each and every day, God blesses us to see a new day. We just don't
that's
know what
right.
to expect anymore. We don't know what
no,
to
we
expect.
Don't.
You know what I'm saying? But it's good to
and
be prepared.
A lot of people, they look at it and they think that they got forever. But they don't. If you're living in the world, you don't have forever in this life.
That's
a
right.
lot of people think that you die.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, but
and
it's not. It's
they,
not.
They,
mm-hmm.
they just don't want to accept the way that things
nope.
are. And our Lord and
mm-hmm.
Savior Christ Jesus, we have
mm-hmm.
to understand. And it's just like
mm-hmm.
we look at it, you know, when Paul went to meet the disciples and how they
yeah.
thought about him compared
right.
to, you know,
yeah.
the way they believed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
the same way. They found out that they was, even though things may have been explained differently, but it was
mm-hmm.
of the same because they lived
yeah.
for the same Lord. And
that's
in
right.
the way that Paul was brought into the faith, he got his word directly from the Lord.
Directly from, yeah, from the Lord.
The years and everything. And they thought
mm-hmm.
one thing. And Paul was preaching something new that Christ had given him to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to understand
right.
that this man was real. He was real
yeah.
in Christ. And he was
right,
letting them
right.
know the same thing that they was. And then when he had
mm-hmm.
to address Peter for living
yeah.
like with the Jews one minute, and then when he
yeah.
got caught up with the Gentiles, he didn't want them to see
mm-hmm.
him
right.
Eating and doing things with them. Paul had to address it
mm-hmm.
to him and come before him and let him know, well, you acting
uh-huh.
one way against these people, then you acting
yeah.
another way against these people.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
that's the way the
mm-hmm.
world is today. We see those same
that's
things
it.
Happening to people today.
Yep.
And,
that's right.
you know, they have to learn that we all of the same God. Same
that's
faith,
right.
same spirit, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
he's not going to change it for me, as well as not going to change it for you or anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the
nope.
same, do it all, no
that's
matter
right.
what. And we
God's
have to
word
be
is settled in heaven.
Change
already.
Towards him and come to
mm-hmm.
him in the way
mm-hmm.
to make the change because he's already made the way through his son. We
yes.
have to take
mm-hmm.
that walk and that journey in the right direction and believe
right.
with
mm-hmm.
hope deep down inside and have that faith and put it in his
yeah.
hands and live
mm-hmm.
it throughout eternity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's the end for us tonight, but to God be
yeah.
the glory. So
yes,
thankful
sir.
And
yes,
so
sir.
Grateful to have a part of the program,
mm-hmm.
to be a part
yes,
of
sir.
The program.
Yes,
and
sir.
Hope
thank
that someone
you.
Has been
yes,
blessed thank by the words that has been presented to them
mm-hmm.
through the program.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And we are here to love and encourage and offer up the word of God. Salvation
mm-hmm.
is free to everyone.
Yes,
and before
mm-hmm.
you do anything outside of it, give Jesus a chance. And he
that's right.
will change in your life, no matter what you're going
mm-hmm.
through, the struggles, the heartaches, the time.
That's,
try Jesus.
That's right.
He will make the difference.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And with that, Amen. We'll speak out and say shalom. God bless. Love everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom, brother. Shalom.
Praise the Lord.